This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard. You're flying high with the Jet City Rockers. We'll be cruising today at an altitude of 69,000 feet, which is more than a mile high for all you folks keeping track at home. Strap on or strap in and enjoy your favorite beverage. Thank you for flying with the Jet City Rockers. Let's rock.
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 Oh, no, wrong show.
Wrong show.
This isn't the Great White North?
It's not, no. Sorry.
You're not Bob? Bob?
Nope.
I'm not Doug?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, and we are not McKenzie brothers.
Or sisters.
Nope. So we
Dion Quintuplets. There's another great Canadian institution.
Was that Celine Dion?
She ate them all, and that's how her talent grew.
Oh, man.
Mechanized Celine Dion.
That's just creepy. So we had Beat the Bastards from Accept.
Excellent.
The Right to Rock from Keel. And Rock You from Helix.
Oh, man. What a great set of music that is. And I just want to point out, people, you don't know Captain Michelle the way I know her intimately.
No.
Well, kind of intimately.
No.
I see her through the plexiglass 4 to 5 days a week in this amazing pilot. And put her upper of me has not missed a single episode, even with full knee replacement. We have wheeled her in. We have tied her to her seat so she doesn't slide off. And best of all, she has the best drugs in the world now. And I'm sorry I replaced all your oxys with TikToks.
Yeah.
TikToks.
Yeah. Well,
or TikToks.
TikToks, yeah. Shame on you. I wasn't taking
Fool
them.
Fool me once.
Well, I wasn't taking Fool them, me. So I didn't know they were gone until I opened it
well,
up.
Well, I was gone.
And there was like a fruity Tic Tac smell in the bottle.
But, hey, thank you for gutting it out. And everyone, send your love to Captain Michelle.
I'm doing good.
You are.
And the best thing is, because I'm not doing the drugs, I can still do the drinks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, and guess what? I do both.
There you. Oh man, that's not good. So this week we're drinking the Emerald Martini.
Ooh.
It's lime flavored vodka and green chartreuse liqueur.
Oh my gosh! I knew a chartreuse.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow.
Another one of your stripper babes?
No. She was a nun.
Oh, you sure.
Take that back.
Sister Chartreuse? I don't think so.
That was her last name, so we just called her Chartreuse.
I don't think so.
Yeah. If that's not true, I'm not a Dion Quintuplet.
You are not a Dion Quintuplet, so we know that's not true.
I'll show you in my birth certificate. You come inside. Get your walker in here.
No, I am not coming anywhere near you.
You're like a wounded animal, and I'm trying to get at you. Your resistance is down. You're taking me one day.
Oh, man. So rude.
Hopefully to dinner first. Oh. I'm not that type of man. You can't just have your way without feeding me.
Oh, man.
These are good drugs.
Yeah, I think we should get to another set of music here on the Jet City Rockers.
I was going to say that.
Okay, well, you go ahead.
Jet City Rockers.
We'll be right back. and looked so cool. He lived the life by his own rule. Never took shit in a hungry
So that was Emerald God from Weapon UK.
That ties into our drink.
It does. And I'm a Loser from UFO.
Oh, I love that song.
And Too Hot to Handle from UFO.
A double shot, just like the Crocus double
back
shot.
Back to back.
UFOs are wild because the U.S. government has unleashed all sorts of documents from the Department of Defense.
Oh, yeah, Department they just kind of opened it up.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Guess what? There's UFOs, huh?
Yeah, surprise.
You know, I don't know if they're trying to deflect from politics by, hey, everyone, hey, maybe we should all just get together before the UFOs kill us. Or maybe that's what 2021 has in store
well,
for
I know
us.
We binged watch on a layover. We watched that Project Blue Book.
Oh, yeah.
Which was all about UFO researchers and based on true...
From the 60s,
from the 60s. And then the series was pulled off of, I think it was A&E, was it?
Oh, absolutely.
So we need anybody out there. Let's get Netflix on it. Let's get Project Blue Book back on the air.
Absolutely. Especially if the government's saying it exists now.
Exactly. And then they left us high and dry.
And next thing you know, Dick Cheney did not mean to shoot that guy in the face. He was aiming at a Bigfoot.
There you go.
There. And that's his story, and he's sticking to it.
At least it was just buckshot.
I dated.
Of course you did.
Dick Cheney. But that's another story.
Oh, man.
The angriest lover I've ever had. Oh, God. Take his glasses off and he's a sexy beast.
I don't even want to think about that. Oof.
He wants to sleep with his floor sheens on.
Did you do a threesome with him and Donald Rumsfeld?
Oh, rummy. 500.
Oh, man.
It says break two.
Yeah.
Hell's holding time. On that note, you can find us at thejetcityrockers.com. You can find us in the guest bedroom at Dick Cheney's or Donald Rumsfeld's place. You can find us everywhere low standards are enforced. No, you can find us at Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just type in, boom, Jet City Rockers, and we'll be there.
Perfect.
Isn't that a Michael Jackson song? I'll be there.
I think our Jackson 5, I mean, back in the day, right?
Oh, back in the day. I'm having Oxycontin flashbacks.
Uh-oh,
here.
That's not good.
I'm an Oxycontin mouth, the most dangerous of venomous snakes. And on that note, am I supposed to be talking, or is this a short set?
This is the short set.
I'm gone in more ways than one. Let's enjoy more great music on this fantastic station.
Walking through the city, looking out somewhere.
From Iron Maiden, Cold Cold World from Warlock. Gosh, your writing is awful. And Waiting for the Night from Grand Prix.
Grand Prix. As a kid, I always got those French what do you call them when they're at the end of a name or something. Sub-la-la's. I just got everything wrong.
Okay.
I used to call it hyperbole instead of hyperbole in English class, and everyone would laugh at me. And that is fine. In dandy until you become a middle-aged, drunken, Oxycontin-laden co-pilot on the cocktail cockpit.
I think you're going to have to go join Xena the drug-sniffing cat in rehab.
Next week, I'm not going to partake with you in the cocktail cockpit.
Okay, perfect. More for me.
That's a lie.
So we are going to close out the set today with Waiting for the Night from Vandenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man from Black Sabbath. And Steal Away the Night from Ozzy. And then Slick Black Cadillac from Quiet Riot.
Man, with Randy Rhoads on
yep.
it. And hold it. See the list again. I had a thought.
Waiting for the Night from Vandenberg.
That's my thought. Vandenberg, we listened to that new song. We're going to get it on at some point. He has new music out. I think it's 35 years after the fact,
wow.
And it's rocking.
Cool. Well, let's get it on.
It's rocking more than Don Dokken.
Oh, now I love me my Don Dokken.
I know. So. But sometimes he can be a little, what's the word for him? Obtuse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big word. Big word. Bigger than Don.
Wow. Wow.
Delta Don, what's that Dokken you got on? No?
Nope.
That would be a hell of a cover.
Nope.
Can I work it into my Barely Brian set? I got some great... People actually gave me a lot of insight into Brian Adams when we were talking, I think, a couple episodes ago about when we saw Nearly Neil.
Yep.
And I came up with, well, why don't I start a tribute band, Barely Brian, and all sorts of songs, you know? Kids are rocking in the USA and all these song titles that I've never heard of, you know.
Perfect.
So Stay tuned.
Now you got something to work on when you get out of rehab.
Yeah. I'm not going to rehab.
Okay, he's just going to go cold turkey.
No, now I changed my mind. I'll be normal.
Okay. Oh, man.
My problem has a problem, not me.
Oh, man. Not good.
Why don't you say goodnight, Gracie?
Goodnight, Gracie.
And that is Captain Michelle, wheelchair-bound as she's recovering from her surgery. And you're doing great. And I am co-pilot Rob, and I'm signing off. Until next week, stay tuned for more great music.
sleeps and take me out.